Blog Talk Radio. Good morning, afternoon, or whenever you are listening to this. I was going to say good morning again, right? Anyway, this is Shirley, your host. So welcome, welcome, welcome to episode 15. Wow, I love that. We're looking for my give a fuck. I like that. Fuck. Anyway, no, it's a very nice looking for my give a fuck. It's a positive show. I enjoy myself for 30 minutes. And I hope... whoever listens, I hope you guys get something out of it. Today will be one of those shows that I'm not sure what direction it's going in. We got that daylight savings time. I don't even know where I'm supposed to be, but we'll figure it out when it as it works out. Anyway, if you are new to the show, I want to say welcome, welcome, welcome. I can't get that out. I think I got it out too many times. Let me try that again. If you are new to the show, I want to say welcome. My name is Shirley E. Shepherd, and I am the host of Looking for My Give a Fuck. And if you are regular, welcome back. I got good stuff this week. Again, for the new people who don't really understand the premise of the show, again, I love sharing this at the beginning of my show. Looking for My Give a Fuck is a positive take on a situation where I have my liberal older brother and my liberal mother. We were having this amazing conversation months ago, I guess, and actually they were like bullying me a little bit, and we were in the kitchen, and we had this little divide in the kitchen, and I kind of started looking underneath the table, you know, underneath this little, you know, divide, whatever it's called, and my older brother said, "What are you doing?" I said, "Looking for my give a fuck," and boy, we just started laughing, and if you want to understand why we really are laughing, because I'm a conservative, and so... when I was getting beat up, you know, you don't go up against your mama or your brother, which might need to change these days. But anyway, that's what I did. So ultimately, we laughed about it. And then really, the conversation was really about not just about the liberals and the conservatives. It was just about caring again or feeling passionate about something. And so ultimately, my brother, a couple of days later, because he's just like a genius and a half and more, he introduced me to, he gave me the book by Eckhart Tolle, A New Earth Awakening of Your Life's Purpose, which focuses on what I'm trying to do every Sunday. It focuses on looking at your ego, checking that ego out. And saying to that ego, wait, what are you doing? Is there some kind of dysfunction that my ego, there you go, ego is leading to anger or jealousy or unhappiness? And then, but here's the difference, because I've been through this finding of self. The difference with this book, and I'm sure there's more out there, but again, I like this book. I want to say this right now. I am not being paid any monies by Mr. Eckhart Tolle. I just, when there's something out there that I think will help us all, I share. So no, I'm not getting a kickback at all. If anyone wants to know, I just want to really put that out there. I think that's an important factor these days. However, the difference between this book that I love more than anything else, it gives you tools, workable tools, in the moment tools. You know what I mean? Last week, I read this beautiful post. It was like a quote from Facebook that I had found. And again, if I said this last week, I will continue to say it. If I don't know truly who the author is of the quote, although it has a name here, because I didn't do my research, I am not going to put that out there as the author of this quote. But I wanted to show you how this quote works. And I'll do this again, because here's the difference between a lot of those other books and help you things. I would listen to, psychiatrists, psychologists, group therapy friends, you know, quotes, finding God, understanding God, angels, whatever it took, right? And I was always with this thing, but how do I fix me? And we'll get to that, because do I really have to fix me? Maybe another another show, right? But anyway, again, this quote is a perfect example of this. Again, I described it last week as this beautiful black woman. She's looking down as if in prayer, and she's holding a cross that's similar to the cross that Prince used. Again, I'm not being anti-religious or anything. I'm not familiar with a lot of religion because I believe in angels, which someone told me is religion, but we'll talk about that later. Not religion, but angels are God, so therefore I believe. Whatever. But anyway, what I wanted to use this as an example of how we keep trying to find ourselves, and we're reaching out with quotes or things that our psychiatrists or psychologists will give us to find ourselves. And this is a perfect one. Again, it has this beautiful woman. She's looking down, and it's gold and it's purple. In my opinion, all the great colors for attention, a grabber, boom. And it says, if one does not have an awareness of the lower self, you can't evolve into your higher self. Now, if I had read that a few years ago, I'd be like, oh man, you're right, because I have to find my lower self to find my higher. I'll stop it. That's what I mean. A lot of times these quotes, and again, this is my opinion, but opinion from a person that has been really looking for answers from everywhere else but my internal self, right? And again, I'm sharing some of this stuff to save people time. I would have been like, lower self. I would have went into some world to look for my lower self in order to, okay, no, there's no lower self, higher self. There's just self, okay? And awareness. And half the shit that you have up your butt or in your mind, or you do, like my mom calls me motor mouth, you know, instantaneously saying shit, that came before I was born or when I was conceived, I honestly believe, and maybe before I was born, depending on where you are on that and that realm of how life begins. But the bottom line is, a lot of times we come into, as a result of being around our culture, okay, all these things. Why do we individually believe that we bestow all this craziness upon ourselves and we're crazy? And then we go to our families who say, yep, you're crazy, because they haven't looked at themselves, right? Understanding that we're all coming from the same apple tree, orange tree, whatever tree you want to have of a family and friends. And we never take that into consideration. We just begin to beat ourselves up individually. Like, what's wrong with me? How come I can see this and no one else can see this? Or you know, why do I react this way? Why do I go straight to the negative? Why is the negative a default for me? A young lady told me recently, I'm looking for the second shoe to drop. And she's real young. She's like 30 years old. And I went to bed on that because I work with her. And I thought about that evening, because I used to say I'm waiting for the other shoe to drop, or I used to have this, we probably all do, everything's going too well, so therefore something bad's going to happen, right? It's just, no, in life, it's just a continual movement. It's a movement. It's not an up or down, it's a movement. Anyway, so the next day I went back to work and I said, who told you there were two shoes? I love that. I sound clever. Okay. Anyway, I did. I said, who told you there were two shoes? Maybe this other shoe you're looking for doesn't exist, because maybe the person who had the shoe only had one shoe. And we went into that because, and we laughed about it, but we went into it. That was a culturally thing, that she's like, there's always a shoe that's going to drop. Well, I kind of said, well, there's no second shoe. And let's see what happens with that. Anyway, so that's my quick intro as to what the show is about and what I try to do every week. I'm learning every single day. What I could be saying could be completely something you disagree with, and you have the right. I'm not here to argue with anyone or to prove my righteousness or non-righteousness. I'm just here to share. And I believe that people of all color, races, creed, religions, whatever, we do have a common thread of something. And so this show, no matter how far, right, left, up, down, religious, non-religious, doesn't matter, there'll be at least one sentence that will resonate with everyone, and that is self. You know, I'm going off, I do have some notes, but there was this thought that I've been having this thought, and I said, well, you know, when I go to, here, I'll be honest, I kept thinking, why is this world doing this? What's going on? Again, I don't have the privy of going to my religious stance and getting foundation as to why the world is the way it is and to stand still and all those other things that stabilize you during a crisis or crises. And I said, it was really weird. This just, I think I was sleeping or I've been awake sometimes. It's the same thing. I'm awake and sleep at the same time. Well, that cracked me up. Anyway, but it was really profound because I thought, why are we, what's happening here? Why do we get to a certain age and we start looking inwardly instead of outwardly? I mean, why is it all upside down and backwards? I mean, you know, I just have these moments. And then it just got real simple. It got real simple. And it could be like I'm, you know, losing my mind, which I probably could be, or it could be an epiphany because I had too much to drink that night. I love my wine. But it came to this. Who told you to come down here and figure it out? You know what I mean? Who told us that this is about figuring out and picking a side and picking a religion? Oh, there are my angels. Oh, you guys will hear that every day, by the way. 1111 and 111 angels. I always have to be reminded. Not reminded, but just hear the sound of my angels. Anyway, so I, you know, my thing was, why are we trying to figure this out? It completely makes no sense whatsoever. And I, now that topic, I would love to sit down and talk and vibe with people, because why are we down here trying to figure out the purpose of this realm when, according to theory, it's a Big Bang theory or God, right? If God is almighty, why are we trying to figure out what he is doing? Is that the purpose of us being on this earth? I mean, I don't know. This is, it just hit me. Because I was thinking to myself, everyone is fighting about religion, right, wrong, this, that, this, that. And I thought to myself, if this God that everyone talks about, if he loves us all, why would he put us through this? And everyone, there was a response. He gives you free will, but this is the world of the devil and not, you know, I said to myself, no, I give, as a mother, I give my kid free will to a certain extent, you know, and that's not controlling, but it's just kind of like, why are we trying to figure it all out? Because once we let that go, in my opinion, nothing to figure out. It's an embracing of family, friends, tradition, environment, cultural stance. It's growing from, or I guess I don't want to say the word growing from, but I guess that starts growing from a seed that had been planted. But you know what? There are great seeds that are planted, and there's food that comes from that tree. There's all kinds of stuff. But you know, sometimes in a plant, and again, I don't know how to plant crap. My plants die upon purchase. But even with these wonderful plants and foods that are grown from the earth, there are what? There are weeds. Did God say weeds were bad? No. We're just supposed to kind of get rid of the weeds. Again, when my mom's gardening, she's not cussing the weeds out. It seems as if she's like when my mom, she used to part my hair and grease our hair. I don't know if you're black, you know what I'm talking about. I do have some listeners that are not. But anyway, my mom would scratch and grease my head, you know. So pulling the weeds for her was more of a foundational thing, like, okay, if I get that weed out of the way, this will grow just perfect. You know what I mean? It was kind of like a delicate thing. It wasn't like this goddamn weed unless it was really, really long. But even then, with the weeds, it's so funny. We delicately go in there to get the weed, but you get the root of the weed, right? Listen to that. You get the root of the weed. Of the weed? Shit, you know what I'm saying? And I just, that's profound. We get the root, and so that the good stuff can grow. Each and every one of us have some weeds in our life. I know people that smoke a lot of weeds, right? But, you know, weeds are a part of the natural growth. I'm using that because as I'm discussing with you, I'm kind of having an epiphany moment. It's like we were talking about where I get particular things from, default, parenting, culture, grandma, grandpa, cousins, whatever. We know we get that. And I tend to focus on the bad stuff I got. So why am I judgmental? Why am I a bitch? Why am I an overachiever? Why am I this? Why am I that? Oh, because my grandma and everybody, yeah, they were all pretty perfect, and that's okay. But there, you know, some of that stuff that I'm trying to, you know, kind of completely clear myself from because I'm so perfect, no. Some of that was just weeds that needed to be around. You know what I mean? Sometimes you need to be a little bit of a bitch. Sometimes you need to be outside of yourself in order to grow. A perfect metaphor of growing is this. This is really an important factor. I don't know if I've done this on this show or spoke this on the show, but I will do it now. My son is a perfect example of a village that raised a child. I mean, it was a village of different cultures, different gang affiliations, different parenting logic, and you know, put it this way, I was just visiting. I was the shell for my child to come into this earth, and it really took a village, and I think I took that village for granted. In fact, what I almost tried to do was sabotage the village because I felt I'm his father and I am totally being disrespected because everyone else wants to train him and teach him and all that. You guys, if you have family or friends that really want to help you with your children, let them. That's part of a village. But anyway, with the village, my son had a lot of growth, right? I mean, he had it from, I mean, anytime he had to ask for something, he had calls he could make. From daddy to uncle to grandma, oh my God, grandma. My mother's no bully. My mother's no punk. And boy, if my son got into a fight, if he didn't win, don't call grams. It's so funny. So my mom's this tough person, and then there's me. And I had always kind of been trying to be like, well, you know, should I just love my son instead of, you know, whatever. We're still working through that. But here's why I'm sharing that. My son took all of his experiences from the village. And let me tell you, starting with his father and I, sometimes those villages, the communication within the village was not that good. But here's what I want everyone to hear. A village raised my son or helped me raise my son. But my son, on his own accord, raised above the village, not to look upon down. No, he raised above the village to do exactly what he wanted to do with the roots kind of still trickling down that he could not find self without the influences from the village. We're so busy. If we're not using the village, you know, metaphor, because I use it in a positive way, there could be a negative village that keeps people down, or you're going to do it this way because this is how we've always done it. That's safe, and that's fine. But when someone takes their village and all that information and realizes that the village sometimes can be based on ego. And it's kind of like, and they kind of like a pimple, they push through, but they still need all the nutrients and support of the village, but they are of own self. And that's what my son is. My son came home and said, I'm going to be a firefighter. We're all going, oh, well, you have this other. And he told anyone they didn't want to hear, out. He blocked us all out and he did the damn thing. And you know what's nice about that? We got a firefighter in the family. But more importantly, we have a man that will now teach his generation. Like, we're giving you the roots. We're giving you all this. But I want you to rise above us. And you rise above us because once my son has pushed all through and got all this influence from family and all that stuff, because sometimes when you get influence from family, you get stuck. Me. But he was brave enough to knock away all the ego stuff and said, God, this is so great, but I'm going to sit here and figure out who I am. I'm not going to do this for my mom. I'm not going to do this for my uncle. I'm going to do it for me. And as we watched him do it, the village, as we watched him graduate, as we watched him do anything that he says he's going to do, we grew. You see what I'm saying? We grew. So if the next cousin or nephew, whatever, if they say they want to do something that's a little off the chart, Quan broke it for us. Oh, go ahead, Dan. Go ahead, that, you know, where my generation mother's like, you know, I know you want to do your own thing, but wouldn't you rather get a job over in the county and get some insurance and get this and that? Now, I didn't do it, and I, you know, probably live a humble older life. But there was still, you know, that fear. Now, here's the difference. We're talking about ego and how the ego can sometimes cause negativity or a negative effect, or that ego can break through and bring up or expand the village. But more importantly, the village is always necessary, because you're always going to have an outlier like my son, but we need those. But the village is still important. So anyone that has family that wants to help you raise your child or your children, let them, especially my generation. But the kids are older now, and they're coming back to us saying, you know, your parenting wasn't that good. And I'm like, well, you're alive. But that's here nor there. They do have a point. My son did have a point when he brought that to me. Okay, so why am I using that? Well, because a lot of times we get our automatic reflexes of negativity. It can be positive, but I'm going to focus on negativity for a minute right from family. I had I have a really good friend. And again, I can't use names unless I tell them beforehand. And for the very first time, it was quite recent. I think over maybe last week, she shared some information regarding her son, who is amazing. He's a younger son. He's doing amazing things. I mean, he's like one of the top two, I guess, in the state when it comes to basketball. And he's an amazing kid, and he's wonderful. And her older son is just as wonderful. And the kids just take care of themselves, and they're just perfect. I mean, I'm not even bragging properly, but that's not the point at hand. The point at hand is she was sharing with me video, and I don't even really understand basketball, but my son was a great basketball player. But that was some good basketball stuff I was watching. And basketball's changed now for high schoolers, I guess. And he kept saying this. He's so humble. And then I think it was maybe a YouTube channel. Oh, I don't know how these kids are doing it now in high school or whatever. But the coach said he is an incredible talent. It's something about talent and coming through the doors in a long time. I don't want to misphrase, but you guys probably understand. He's just like a great kid, great talent. And she kept saying humble. So I came home that night, and I was beginning to tell my mother. I'm like, oh, my God, so-and-so's son's doing this and that. And mother instantaneously, and she probably didn't even know. Well, you know, Kwani was a great basketball player. I said, I know, Mom. I said, but Mom, can we for once dwell in the happiness of someone else? Your children, your grandchildren, boy, let me tell you, they are amazing. But this is someone we've known almost, 10 plus years, who has never shared. So let me share with you her story. My mom was quite stunned, and I think pretty pissed, because, you know, she kept trying to go in there talking about what she has. The next day, after speaking with mother, I called my friend, and I said, you know, wow, all these years, my son, if we had discussion about him, he was the forefront. He was always doing something incredible, or, you know, being a badass. Not that I go around at all bragging about my son. I really, really... don't. But when we do, I mean, he does incredible shit. I mean, I just have to share that. Not once did she ever say anything or stop me and say, what about my kids? So I called her yesterday, and I said, you know, I so honor you. I'm so proud of you. How's your son? How's he playing? She told me he wasn't playing this semester. And maybe she didn't realize it, but I broke that happening with my mom. My mom's a hell of a competitor, gangster, and all those things. And boy, does she have a lot to brag about. Even on my bad days, I'm still kind of good, kind of. But sometimes my mom would not allow me to discuss others without a comparison. And I want to share that with all my friends and family that's listening. when you would share something with me, it was default. I would go, well, my son's doing this or my son's doing that. And it automatically came from mother. And that's just the thing of being proud and, you know, it is what it is. But ultimately, what I did was realize I'm so lucky to have such an incredible son, incredible family. Even I'm incredibly whatever I am. But when you have a friend who says her child's humble, she's the most humble person I've ever met in my life. Sometimes when we are awakened to our defaults and where they come from, you don't have to change them. You can just adjust them. How's your son doing? I'm looking forward to seeing him play when he starts playing again. It's a real important thing there. You don't have to compete. Being alive is a race in itself. Let's not compete. Let's glorify. Let's bring up. Now, mind you, I want to share this really quick. I have 3 minutes. The friend that I'm talking about, I was always there for her, but there's always a second level. That was the very first time she ever shared with me. And boy, is he great. I cannot wait to hang out when he's in the NBA. Okay, well, I have 3 minutes left, and I went all over the place with the show, but that's why it's my show, and I'm so excited, but I'm not being facetious. I mean, what I needed to say needed to be said, needed to come from my world, my chest, my chest. My heart, my soul. But I did want to say something about the elections that are happening on Tuesday. I remember someone saying, there's a couple things I want to get out if I can. In order to be the president, you must have a large ego, right? The president of anything. Another person told me a good leader is one that can make decisions, and he may or may not know who he is. So when you take the realm of a person running for any office, is he running or his ego? But you happen to have an ego in order to run, because this is who the hell would get out there and open themselves up to criticism and crossism and all that crap just to get a job that doesn't even pay out, you know, probably as much as you would want it to, you know. But, you know, let's think about that. If the politician is truly working and politicking within his ego, is it helping us? I don't know. I just know that I'm not excited about the elections, but I have a duty, someone said, to vote. But, you know, I think we're getting to this point, and I think Donald Trump has kind of put it out there that we're starting to vote for and do things based on ego, which can lead to what, you guys? Anger, jealousy, and unhappiness and dysfunction. Is that what we're doing? Whatever the case may be on Tuesday, do you, and whatever happens, be you, be okay with it. Change doesn't happen overnight. But Donald Trump tells us it'll never happen when it comes to, to the election, right? I know, I'm just being bitchy. I think I talked about everything. Oh, one last thing. If you are emotional like I have been in the past, find someone that's hardcore, and I do every morning. I listen to a show called Kings of the Morning. It's a Blog Talk radio show. It is hosted by and run by a friend of mine, King Jay King. But why I'm bringing that up is this. I remember I was getting my ass kicked a couple of months ago in corporate America and legal America, you know, and sometimes you get your ass kicked. No one wants to hear the story because they don't understand what's really happening, but you know you're getting your ass kicked. So I happened to say, you know, his show's been around for like 10 years. So I said, let me go on the show because Jay always gets it straight. Well, he has several other co-hosts on there. And let me tell you something. Not only do I laugh every morning, I get my balls if they start to hang, you know, a little low. They get lifted. And what I mean is that they remind you that love, happiness, crosstalk, crazy talk, being who you are, it's okay. And after they yell at each other for like 2 or 3 hours, the next day it's like, good morning, you know, this is really, really awesome. So what I'm saying is a lot of times if you think you're too emotional or, you know, things, find something that will give you that strength. Just to, you know, get back on top. And that's what I do. If Kings of the Morning, I do recommend that too. I think it's like 8 o'clock Pacific Standard Time. It's on for 2 to 3 hours. But anyway, they're completely incorrect. and funny as hell. Well, you guys, I enjoyed the show. I hope you did. Until next week, I'm signing off and reminding you what? To make good memories, stay within those good memories, and be loved and give love. Have a good day, week, evening.